Sermon 10. Preach the gospel word of water and the Spirit by faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 5. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Not by the wisdom of words, but by the power of God. The Apostle Paul says that when he preached the testimony of the gospel word of God, he did not preach with his own wisdom like the words of a philosopher. He declared that while he was in Corinth, he determined not to know anything except Jesus Christ and his being crucified on the cross. Also, he spoke like this: My speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 4 through 5. When Paul preached, he did not beg people to please believe in Jesus, nor did he try to make them understand by giving various examples. When he preached the way of the cross, he spoke very simply. He testified that Jesus received baptism from John, had the sins of the world transferred onto his own body, was crucified on the cross to receive the judgment of sin, and resurrected from death, thereby becoming the Savior of sinners. He testified that because Jesus received baptism from John and had the sins of the world transferred onto his own body, he could go to the cross, and through that, he could become the Savior of sinners. Therefore, we must think deeply about the method of evangelism. People try to make other people believe in Jesus with their own eloquence. However, it must not be done that way. Whether one believes or does not believe in Jesus Christ as the Savior, who, by the ministry of the baptism the Son of God received from John, had the sins of the world transferred onto his body at once, received the judgment of sin on the cross, and resurrected from death, does not depend on the skill of the preacher. When preaching the gospel word of water and the Spirit, it is easy to think, I cannot speak well. However, the preaching of the gospel word of water and the Spirit depends on the power of God's gospel, not on the skill of man. If one believes in the heart and preaches that ministry in which God the Father made Jesus receive baptism from John and go to the cross in order to eliminate our sins, if the listener believes, they receive the elimination of sins, and if they do not believe, they cannot receive the elimination of sins. A sinner is not rescued from sin just because the evangelist speaks well. Everyone, the world-renowned gospel evangelist of the 20th century is Pastor Billy Graham. He is a person who has very outstanding speaking skills. He preaches so well that people of all classes, from laborers to intellectuals, listen to his sermon, nod their heads, and sympathize. However, no matter how well he speaks, with a sermon that omits the gospel of water and the Spirit, one cannot receive the true removal of sins. One may believe in Jesus, but by believing while still having sin in the heart, one can become a church member. However, if there is sin in the heart, one cannot enter the Lord's kingdom where the Lord is. Then, what does a person who believes in Jesus entering the kingdom of heaven depend on? It depends on the fact that our Lord, through the baptism he received from John, had our sins transferred onto his own body, and facing death crucified on the cross, said, "It is finished," giving salvation as a gift to those who believe. Jesus received baptism from John to take charge of the sins of the world, was crucified on the cross to shed his precious blood, and resurrected from death to become our Savior. By believing in the baptism Jesus received from John and his blood, one becomes a child of God and obtains the authority to enter the kingdom of heaven. Does believing in Jesus correctly depend on theological doctrine, or does it depend on the power of faith that believes in the baptism Jesus received from John and his blood? By believing the gospel word that Jesus eliminated our sins through the baptism he received from John and the blood of the cross, we become sinless saints. This does not depend on the words of men. It depends on the faith that believes in the death on the cross and the resurrection, where the Lord took charge of our sins through the baptism he received from John and completely eliminated them. People think that if one becomes a pastor, one must speak well. However, a true evangelist is not made by speaking well. The work of salvation occurs when one believes the truth that God made Jesus receive baptism from John and hang on the cross to receive the punishment of sin to eliminate our sins, and preaches the power of that gospel. Many pastors ministering in the world must realize this gospel word of truth. Without accurately understanding the gospel word of water and the Spirit oneself, no matter how much one strives to preach the gospel of the elimination of sins with fluent words, the fruit of salvation is not born. First, one must oneself know the truth of the gospel that Jesus received the baptism bestowed by John and went to the cross. Thus, by believing in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, one must have become a person who has completely received the blotting out of sins. Knowing and believing the reality of the Lord's ministry is true faith. Everyone, this is an Orient watch, but if I made a mistake and said this is a Rolex watch, you would believe those words because you trust me. However, would that faith be true faith? No, this watch is not a Rolex, but an Orient. Likewise, to truly believe in Jesus Christ, you must believe together the fact that the Lord received baptism from John and took the punishment for sin by being crucified and shedding blood on the cross. This gospel is exactly the gospel of water and the Spirit. We must know how Jesus received baptism from John and had all the sins of the world transferred onto his own body, and we must know and believe the fact that he shed blood on the cross to receive the judgment of sin and resurrected from death to save us who believe now from all sins. Without knowing the fact that Jesus Christ took our sins onto his own body by receiving baptism from John, if one tries to be saved by believing only in the cross, that faith is not a faith that wholly believes in the salvation ministry of Jesus. We must absolutely know the reality of the gospel of water and the Spirit and believe it in our hearts. Because people think they can be rescued from their sins even if they believe in Jesus hanging on the cross without knowing how their sins were passed on to Jesus Christ, they are failing to become born-again ones now. The Apostle Paul did not try to testify to Jesus' ministry with words and wisdom. By the way, what a person with outstanding speaking skills Paul was. He was one who had cultivated the highest learning of the time. Even if he met a philosopher, his knowledge was not pushed back in the slightest. Nevertheless, the Apostle Paul preached the gospel of water and the Spirit very simply. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 27, he said, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ." The New Testament testifies that Jesus, who had the sins of humanity transferred to him through the baptism he received from John, took the judgment of sin and resurrected from death to save those who believe from sin. The gospel of truth that Paul preached was entirely the gospel word of water and the Spirit. He did not give science or philosophy as examples. His method was simple and clear. If you want to pass the sins in your heart onto Jesus' body and be saved from sin to become a righteous person, you must believe in the ministry of Jesus, who received baptism from John to have the sins of the world transferred to him, was crucified on the cross, and resurrected from death. You must know the fact that not other people's sins, but your very own sins, were passed on to Jesus' body through the baptism Jesus received from John, and you must believe that he received the judgment for those sins on the cross and resurrected from death to save those who believe. Only after that, when you preach the gospel word of water and the Spirit, can you become a true evangelist. To preach the gospel word of water and the Spirit to people, let them know their sins first. The preaching of the gospel of water and the Spirit is not such a complex message. There are people who say they cannot preach the gospel properly because they cannot speak well. Such a thought is wrong. Whomever you meet, preach the gospel word of water and the Spirit to that person. Then, if he accepts it, he will be saved from sin, and if not, his sin will remain as it is. In order to preach the gospel word of water and the Spirit, you must first let him know what kind of sinner he is before God. Only when one knows what kind of sinner one is before God can one accept the word that Jesus, who became the Savior, had the sins of the world transferred to him through the baptism he received from John, took the judgment of sin on the cross, shed blood, and resurrected from death, and thereby be saved. If one does not know how great a sinner one is, even if one hears the word that Jesus received baptism from John and took away the sins of the world, it will not touch one's heart. Did the Lord not speak of this in the parable of the steward? He explained by bringing up the one who owed 50 denarii and the one who owed 500 denarii. It was said that because the one who owed 500 denarii had no ability to repay the debt, when the master forgave the debt, he rejoiced and thanked him much more. Like this, we must know what kind of sinners we were before God. After that, we must preach the gospel of water and the Spirit so that the other person can believe in their heart and receive the elimination of sins. If so, how should we preach the gospel of water and the Spirit? We must testify to the truth that Jesus received baptism from John and took charge of the sins of the world at once. In the Old Testament, the sacrificial offering took charge of people's sins through the laying on of hands, and in the New Testament, Jesus took charge of the sins of the world through the baptism he received from John, went to the cross, shed blood, said it is finished, and saved those who believe from those sins. At that time when Jesus received baptism from John, all the sins of the world were transferred onto Jesus' body, and Jesus was crucified on the cross, took the judgment for those sins, and resurrected from death. Therefore, we must believe the fact that we can be saved by the faith that believes in Jesus' baptism and blood. The faith that believes like this and is saved is exactly the truth of salvation within the gospel of water and the Spirit. Our life of faith must not be done in hypocrisy. We must not live our life of faith in hypocrisy that is only seen on the outside. If sin remains in the heart, receiving the elimination of that sin is the most urgent matter. Even if a person who has not even received the elimination of sins strives to tithe or evangelizes, because he himself is one who has not received the elimination of sins, he must realize the fact that he needs the gospel of water and the Spirit for himself first, before anyone else. If one has not received the elimination of sins oneself, even if one preaches the gospel to others, one cannot give the assurance of the perfect elimination of sins. prayer is the same. No matter how fluently one prays, without having the sin in one's heart resolved, one cannot become a true evangelist. It is said that God does not listen to the prayer of a sinner. Only when one is saved by the faith that believes in the gospel word of water and the Spirit given by God and seeks God's help, will God then listen to his prayer. When food is placed in front of you, a prayer like this is a truly sincere prayer. God, thank you for giving so much food. There might be brothers and sisters somewhere who are starving and have nothing to eat. Please give food to them as well. To that prayer, God says like this, "Understood. I will listen to your prayer." It is the same in the aspect of evangelism. God, in this school, in this workplace, there are many who have not received the elimination of sins. Please let them receive the elimination of sins. I pray that you give help and realization so that when I first believe the gospel word of water and the Spirit and preach it to them, they can also believe the gospel word. If one prays like this, God listens to his prayer. We must know that we do not become those who preach the gospel of water and the Spirit by speaking well. Even if the other person seems not to accept the gospel word of water and the Spirit in their heart, I hope you continue to preach while praying to God and hoping that he will open the door of their sinful heart. You must teach what they do not know and guide them step by step while praying so that they can receive the elimination of sins. If they still cannot accept the word of God, it means the field of their heart is not yet sufficiently plowed, so we on our side will have to do more plowing of that heart. The Apostle Paul preached the gospel all his life and established the seven churches of Asia. But even among them, there were people who did not accept the gospel word of water and the Spirit in their hearts. To those who accepted it, it is a blessing, and to those who did not accept it, judgment comes. Those who say they still have sin even while believing in Jesus are those who do not know the gospel word of water and the Spirit. And those who fully know the gospel yet do not accept it in their hearts are those who choose destruction for themselves. God does not have lingering attachments to such people either, because faith is not for everyone. Nevertheless, we must testify to the gospel word of water and the Spirit. Jesus eliminated the sins of the world by receiving baptism from John. He says that when this is preached, the listener comes to receive the elimination of sins by faith. Those who have accepted the gospel word of water and the Spirit in their hearts are those who have been saved from their own sins. Preach the gospel of water and the Spirit plainly. It is difficult because you try to preach the gospel in a difficult way. Simply preach it to the other person with faith. If he does not accept it, go to another person and preach the gospel word of water and the Spirit. If they do not accept the gospel at a certain school, you can just go to another school and preach. It was said that our Lord will come to this world before we have gone through all this world. Our God has made us evangelists of the gospel to let us preach the word of truth of the gospel of water and the Spirit. I give praise to our Lord. I hope you testify to the gospel of water and the Spirit boldly.